Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
708 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn with you. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour, online at DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Doug on the captain's log today, Larry Nickel, Derek Gould, the Hot Shots email of the day, a Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots, and a pair of Cardinal tickets tomorrow night in section 149 right behind home plate from Sarah Bruce and Renoco Coffee, Jackie Papers.
Best seats in the house?
The morning after at InsideSTL.com is how you can win them. We already have Hall of Fame caliber emailers with Misty Plops, Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, and Madhu Bowles at Hank's all tied at 2 for June. And now, when you add in tickets right behind home plate in section 149, can you imagine what we'll be reading at 9:45? I talked with the Seamaster this morning at 4 for the show prep meeting, and we were debating whether or not to just make the final 2 hours of the show emails.
I don't think that's a good idea.
That's a bad debate.
I don't think that's an idea we need to go with.
Debate this.
Wow. Strong words.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that commercial?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Anybody see the debate this commercial?
No. Who was on it?
Locked in on the NBA Finals, I see.
Well, I was locked in on Lady Journalism.
Well, I thought you were a sports guy. All right, we'll get back to that.
Couldn't run it because it was still in progress.
I guess the first commercial break right after the Warriors won their second title in 3 years. There was Kat, the chewing tobacco is strong this morning.
Somehow it's got a lid on it.
I know. Somehow the stench is making its way out of it.
Oh, yeah. Put it over here by me.
The spittoon.
It's not your operation. I don't care about you.
Not mine either, baby. Not mine either. I think that's crystal clear.
Very courteous of you.
Right after the Warriors won, the first commercial break, you had a parody of what ESPN and Fox Sports 1 has become over the last however many years, couple of years.
Embrace debate,
where you have people taking, essentially what you and I did in 2004 with midget wrestling, which was so much of a parody,
yeah.
And we were like, oh, this sucks, let's kill this after 3 weeks. Well, it's built into programming now all over ESPN and Fox Sports 1. And so it had a bunch of hot take guys like surrounding in a dark room monitors of Kevin Durant talking about how he's soft, how he's not loyal, and all of these things for leaving Oklahoma City to go to Golden State. And it's, you know, probably within 3 minutes of the final buzzer going off, and then it shows him winning the NBA championship, and it ends with debate this, and then the Nike logo. And you know what I thought?
No.
I thought it was strong, quite strong, like my portfolio.
All right.
Surprised I didn't put you in there, just a picture of you, like, sauntering up to the microphone.
No, Durant and I don't know each other as well as you might think we do.
I thought you were buds.
Moneyed circles that you're running, I thought maybe
aren't you two running mates?
Mm-hmm. 6 and 8 are running mates.
I don't know what that means, but.
So somebody had to edit that last bit of video on real quick to the commercial.
Well, it showed them wearing their road jersey, so it was just video of, you know, we call it file B-roll in the business.
We don't call it B-roll.
Sure we do.
We don't.
Plow Brewer.
The great Sea Monster emailed me the link if you would like to hear the minute.
Doug, do you want to hear it?
This commercial.
Okay, sure. We got 3 hours. Go ahead and hit the lever.
Well, 2 hours are going to be emails.
All right. Kevin Durant's too weak to be first pick. He's a skinny teenager who'll never make it in a man's
He's
league.
Soft. S-O-F-T.
He's got offensive skills, but you have to play defense.
Refreshing.
We get the point. So they ripped him. And
yeah, this is the internet. We get to deal
What's going
it.
On? What's going
it's
on?
It's buffering, of course.
Do we have bad internet?
A little slow this morning.
Is it really?
Since the flood.
That's
of
what's happening.
2017.
Flood of 93, Doug.
Yeah,
River
wet.
De Pere looked like Lake Michigan.
Some of our internet is damp.
I think it's cheeky
I'm
to
damp.
Say it's mic buffering.
Like
Don't you think that's cheeky?
Mm, yeah.
It's a cheeky union. Sup, Katie, Trey 5. Sup, Tim. It's from Stubby Applause.
What does that mean?
Sup, I don't know. I just read what the people text in at 855-282-8255 or call in. You have questions? We have answers. 855-CUB-TALK. The appliances counter phone lines.
All right.
Call in. Debate us. We will shout you down.
I don't recall the debate that Durant was too soft. Is that what people were saying?
I think there was some criticism when he left his team to go to a team that had a better
team. Oh, he did
team.
That.
I guess
yeah.
I think the beginning.
I'm not saying I could.
Well, for the record, that was like framing it from when he's, coming out of high school, going to Texas, and then coming out of Texas, and then going to the NBA, that he was
right.
not big enough.
I don't remember that talk.
I don't know.
Texas, because he was big time first team All-American. He yeah. tore it up at Texas.
But I think people still are debating, would you rather have Oden or Durant? 855 cup time.
Were they
I don't
were
know.
They fake
Plowhawk's Laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports.
Oh, program. So they were fake debaters. They weren't real.
Like, right.
They didn't take
they essentially were just making a bunch of Stephen A. Smith's and
gotcha.
Skip Bayless's it really what I thought it was a great commercial, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and delve into searching debate this on the Twitter tweets, and surprisingly it was an overwhelming amount of positive response to it, which is very rare on Twitter, where damn near everything is killed.
Now, we have a rich history of ripping other shows off on this one.
Yeah.
Have you thought about putting together a promotional spot, stealing from them, where other sports talk shows in St. Louis are discussing legitimate issues with statistical information, and then we drop in a little fry talk, and then we have a guy say, debate this, or you just put the graphic, debate this.
Sir, that isn't a bad idea at all.
And instead of a Nike swoosh, just a little picture of you with two thumbs up.
I like that a lot.
Doug?
Would you like some French fries, sir?
Oh. I don't know if that'll work.
That's what they ought to do. Someone that wants to raise a lot of money, the great debate, and you take all the sports talk shows in St. Louis and you put them on a stage. Can you imagine us? I envision us in like pink jumpsuits walking out to the great debate to take on, say, Carriker and the Fast Lane in a debate. Randy drops some solid knowledge from 1974 and we giggle.
Mm-hmm. And just break it down. Just flat
Thank you,
break
sir.
It down.
LeBron James is one of the worst closers ever in the NBA. He's a joke. Fraud! That's from TJ. I'm sorry.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Someone's got to lose.
I don't think there's been an NBA team worth a damn since Artis Gilmore retired. All right?
What about Jordan's?
Artis Gilmore.
Right.
The greatest center in NBA history.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. He was good.
You know, I am gonna delve into something again. This is my second
Artis
delving.
Gilmore?
No, not that.
Fries?
And I guess it seems like I'm the only person who is watching the NBA Finals on this dais.
I saw some of it. I didn't.
I'm talking about the very end. Iggy, Plowhawk, Seamaster, I think, left.
I've watched the final 3 minutes.
But after the game, I think it was Kyrie Irving was waiting off the floor for they follow LeBron James, kind of like how the camera followed Eddie Murphy out of his dressing room onto the stage for Raw. The cat, you remember Raw? He wore like a purple leather.
Yeah. One of the greatest performances of all time by a comedian.
I thought our TMA Live last Thursday's up there. But
I wasn't there, but I heard good things.
That's right.
Very good.
So they follow LeBron off the floor, and he sees Kyrie Irving. I guess Kyrie Irving's waiting for him, and they kind of do their handshake thing that they do usually before games, and he's waiting for him doing that, and then there's like some high fives, not like celebratory high fives, of course. They just lost the NBA Finals. And I'm thinking to myself, that's kind of surprising to me. And I realize I could be taking like a skip. I'm not attempting to take the Skip Bayless thing. I'm just like, I don't know how many guys I could picture doing that right after they lost the NBA Finals.
And got run.
You know?
And got run, too.
I mean, the Game 3 was the pivotal game in the whole thing. But my point on that is that surprised me. I feel like I'm morphing into... you know what? What that? What that?
Yelling though.
What that? What it was a debate this commercial, but I was surprised. But the point is this: because there's this debate, Jordan versus LeBron, and I don't really think it's a debate. I think it's we got to fill time, and there's nothing else going on right now because nationally you don't talk baseball. You talk NBA, and then you talk NFL all year, and that's the official game plan with those things. So you got to create faux debates, i.e. Jordan versus LeBron. But I can't picture, now, first off, Michael Jordan didn't lose, but I can't picture Michael Jordan, if the Bulls would have lost, walking off the floor and then doing some kind of, you know, handshake song and dance with Scottie Pippen.
Yeah. I agree. No. I also think Jordan's surrounding cast, which changed, you know, a little bit over the years, wasn't near as good as LeBron. Don't get me wrong. I think LeBron's great. But I think Jordan was more important to his team. Do you disagree with that?
No, I think LeBron pretty much is the team.
I think he has a better supporting cast.
You think LeBron has a better supporting cast?
I do. I mean, I think Pippen was a good player. I think he wouldn't have been Scottie Pippen without Jordan. Maybe I'm wrong on that front. And then you look at the other, you know, they mix in a Steve Kerr, a Bill Wennington. I don't think they were as good. And don't get me wrong, if I know that LeBron's numbers are more important. I just think Jordan was more important. I think Jordan did a lot of other things that maybe he didn't even get credit for. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I still would go with Jordan over LeBron. Yeah. Not that we're having a hot take debate, but my son asked me about this the other night, and that's what I said. I still think, maybe because I'm an old school guy and a cranky old, I respect LeBron. I think he's one of the all-time greats. I think he's outstanding. I would just take Jordan.
You're gonna go on sheer numbers. You have to go Wilt.
Well, I know, we didn't. I mean, that's a hot take because we were just talking about two things.
He should be in the conversation.
Almost as a faux debate.
He should be in the conversation. But this handshake at the end, I saw it after the game that they won. I didn't see it last night, but could it not have been one kind of, oh well, we gave it everything we have. Nice going, good game.
Yes, I think that's exactly what it was.
Right, so it wasn't a showboat type of thing.
Oh, hell no, not at all, not at all, not at all. No,
wouldn't see Jordan doing that.
I'm talking, I ISO in on Jordan, but you can pick, I don't think you would have seen Magic Johnson doing it. I don't know.
I don't think anybody did it back then.
Right.
It was just
but again, it's not, but I don't
Mitch
think.
Kupchak.
I'm just surprised by that. Like, you lost. Like, there were times, I mean, again, this is an absolutely apples oranges situation. One of the many times the Fighting Rammies would play, and then, you know, you might be surprised to hear this, they would lose the game.
I don't remember any of those games.
And the guys would be at midfield and they'd be like cracking. I remember the opener to the 2008 season in Philadelphia, and Torrey Holt and a couple of guys were like cracking up at midfield after they just got run.
Yeah.
And so let me make this crystal clear. That's the Rams, you know, hand job festival organization. And, you know, it's the first week of the season. This is LeBron James, one of the greatest of all time. And it's not like he was cracking up at all. I don't know. I don't see that happening. And I'm making, this is now turning into something that I didn't intend it to turn into, like trying to psychoanalyze something. I just was surprised by that because I'm thinking, you know, you don't know when you're going to be back. You know, they're talking about, oh, the Cavs and Warriors will face each other again. First off, health is always the biggest variable in these things. But secondarily, you know, LeBron's been around a while. And, you know, you never know if you're going to get back. So I just was surprised by that.
I think maybe they also realized that we weren't going to beat this team. This is the best team we've ever played against. We gave it our all. We averaged, 30-plus? We weren't going to beat this team. Great job.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, his career numbers in the NBA Finals is averaging a triple-double. So when you have, like, the Skip Bayless tweets, you know.
Sometimes I think a loss is almost harder on fans than it is on players. As players, you know, you gave it everything you had. The other team was clearly better. You kind of knew you weren't going to win. Where's my $10 million? I had fun. And as a fan, there's nothing you can do but sit there and agonize with it.
Well, I mean,
I think there is something to that. And sometimes it really is harder to watch. Like, for a coach, it's harder to watch and lose sometimes than it is for a player to play and lose. Not always, but sometimes it is.
I'm
because
not so
you feel
sure.
Like you feel like you can't do anything about it, and you're so emotionally invested in it. And you feel like, well, if this guy just made this shot, but as a player, they kind of realize we gave it 110%. We gave it everything we had, and we just weren't as good as that.
Maybe in some cases, but I think players sometimes get killed that they don't care because they're getting millions, and that's true. I'm not blind to that. But you imagine, you know, you're in the World Series and you went 1-for-30 or something like that. That stays with you. I don't care how much money. Or a ground ball that you missed that set up the game-winning run. That stays with you.
But what if you scored 25 and had 9 rebounds and played pretty well and you still lost by 10
points? Or maybe you missed that one free throw down. I don't know. But I'm saying in most cases, I think these guys do wear it. And not all of them. But I think as a professional athlete, when that's your job and that's what you take pride in, it hurts you.
Plowhawk, here is LeBron James following his loss in the NBA Finals to the Warriors.
Hey, LeBron, Eric Pincus, Basketball Insiders. You've been a part of two super teams, the one you have here, the one you had in Miami. Looking at what the Cavaliers, rather the Golden State Warriors, have done, are you still a fan of the concept? Do you think it's a good thing for the NBA to build these teams, how they brought in Kevin? And you get what I'm asking?
No, not really. I don't believe I've played for a super team. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
I believe we're a super team here. I don't. You guys want one more question before I leave and not see you guys for a long time?
Very nice. I don't know how he could say that he wasn't part of the super team in Miami.
Maybe he meant this team isn't so super.
Unless he thinks it's all about him.
Are you talking about me or are you talking about LeBron?
LeBron.
Okay.
Unless he thinks it's not a super team, it's wherever I go. And there may be some truth to that. But the Warriors, I think, clearly are one of the greatest teams ever assembled. When you win 73 last year and was it 67 this year and 16-1 in the playoffs, I mean, that's right up there with the greatest teams ever assembled.
They would pale and compared to the great John Havlicek.
No, they would kill those teams of the 80s.
I agree.
And probably the 90s, too. When you've got a 7-footer hitting 30-foot bombs for 3-pointers, there's nobody that can defend that.
And they have so many weapons. I mean, they have so many different... I agree. This is one of the greatest teams ever. I'd put them up there with the 71 Knicks and the great Dave DeBuscher.
They were better than those teams. Even though Dollar Bill Bradley was right there with the Knicks.
It is true. The game has changed so much. I mean, think about it. When you go back, when you watch Bob Cousy, no disrespect to the old-timers, dribbling with one hand because he couldn't dribble with his left as well, the game has totally changed. You, like you said, you have 7-footers that have handle now that can shoot a three or take you to the rack.
But
it's a different game.
You see that in every sport. The baseball players of today would destroy the players of the 80s. You got guys throwing 100 miles an hour now. You got guys who are 6 inches taller and 40 pounds heavier playing the game.
And the biggest difference with baseball is you have bullpens with specialty guys coming in. It's not one starter, even though he has a sore arm trying to get through 9 innings.
Yep. Tim, if it were you against the 17 Warriors team, you would win. Thanks. That's from Scott's wrinkled ball sack.
I got off wrinkly.
Yes, 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 yes.
Are you telling me, Doug, you don't think Dolph Shays would dominate today? How dare you, sir?
Back then, if you had a 7-footer, he stood right by the rim, and you tried to lob it into him, and maybe he'd hit a little hook shot.
Just look at the old-time pictures. They didn't even know. They hold him like doing like a little shovel pass. Like, when does a basketball player ever do a shovel pass?
Well, there was a time, you talk about dribbling, you couldn't turn the ball over. When was the last time you saw a whistle because somebody palmed the ball or turned it? They don't care about that. So a lot of the video does look different because you had to dribble on top of the basketball. And that's got a lot to do with control of the basketball. They kind of changed the rule there. It's never called anymore. 3 seconds in the lane is never called anymore. Have you seen that call all year in the NBA? One time, 3 seconds in the lane.
All I can say. Pacers Bucks game I was watching in November, and I believe I saw it.
I think you're right, Tim. Good for you.
Yeah.
I would like to see this Warriors team take on the legs of Ernie DiGiorgio, okay?
He could pass. He could dish the rock.
Doug, I'm disappointed in myself that the Curry mouthpiece stuff annoys me. Thanks, Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
Well, I don't know what to tell you there. You're going to have to probably deal with that. I don't think he's going to change anything.
He's 29 Bills. Durant's 28 Bills. LeBron's 34 Bills? Nurse? Nancy?
Seems about right.
Chasey Lane?
Boy, I hear computers clicking like crazy. I know we're going
to... I hear whistles. 32, and I think it'll be 33 at the start of the next season, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, those guys are great, but right behind him, there'll be another class of guys just almost as good or just as good.
Are you telling me, though?
Michael Porter Jr. might turn out to be just as good as some of those
guys.
Are
you saying he might spend all 4 years in Columbia, though?
He won't. He'll spend 6 months tops.
You would take Porter over John Konkak? How dare you, sir?
I think so.
Doug, Ralph Sampson predicted this in 1984. He was the first guy who wanted to be a point guard at 7'4". Hall of Famer Dave.
He liked to shoot from way out. You got college teams with guys that are that big regularly shooting three-pointers. St. Louis U has had them.
It's not even just the shooting. It's the fact that you see the center moving the ball in transition sometimes, where back in the day it was like, all right, big guy, you can barely walk. Go stand near the basket.
Yeah, hold your hands up on defense. Try to get a rebound, and that's about all we're going to ask of you.
I mean, except for Billy Paltz, who was great.
The Whopper. Now, the Whopper could get things done in the paint.
That's offensive to Italian-Americans. Watch yourself. It's the Design Airs, 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Design Airs donating 2% of all sales from the TMA audience to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirsService.com. Design Airs, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Larry Nickel coming up in about 15 minutes. Derek Gould at 8:30, and wow. Not only do they have a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots, but a pair of Cardinal tickets for tomorrow night's game against the Brewers in section 149, right behind home plate. Sarah Bruce and Renoco Coffee making that possible. Twin bill on the docket today.
Now, is that right behind home plate, like in the green seats?
Doug?
I don't know.
If it is,
it can
just
be behind home, be home plate and not be the green seats.
Well, if it is the green seats and I'm doing a hit on the game.
Is Biff going to be there with his Uber driver?
Probably. I'm just asking people, try not to make eye contact with me. Right?
Yeah,
you.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I sat in one of the suites for like the second game of the season.
Ball so hard.
Oh, boy. Dude.
Ball so hard.
Behind home.
Bless. Joy 99.1 FM.
First and most important question is, do you think I actually care?
Food, desserts, personal bathroom, giant TVs. That's the best seat in the house. That's the absolute, it cannot be beaten.
All right, let's workshop this. So you were just saying, with all the money and everything, it's hard for a player to feel bad about a loss. Let's take you, for example. You're in a suite where there's food, there's booze, there's bathroom access.
Mm.
You're not surrounded by the unwashed masses,
right?
And the Cardinals lose. You don't care. You know what you're saying? More toasted Ravs, please.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly.
Right.
They could have lost the seventh game of the World Series that night. I wouldn't really have cared.
Yeah, those are pretty nice. Those things.
It's as good as it gets. Yep.
Why don't we go tonight?
You can get up, move around a little bit.
I bet we get one for the 1:15 tilt.
Probably. That's a busman special.
Tuesday, 93 degrees.
And they'll have 37,000 people there, probably.
I'll ship the under. If I can get action on it, I'll ship the under. I might pay -400 on that.
I think they'll have a pretty good crowd.
Well, pretty good crowd in 37,000.
37,000? Well, they might.
Well, they'll announce that, but what'll actually be there?
They count folks at Ballpark Village that have seats, too. That always helps attendance.
Well, they should have cost like $130 to get them. And you can see the game.
And you have your food, Doug.
Yeah, that's what I like, especially if someone else pays for it.
How many people you think were there Friday night, Kat, in the stands?
I'll be honest. I don't look around and go, unless it's really, like, really low, I didn't even notice.
I just find this... Especially bobblehead giveaways. There's so many people that are buying 150 tickets, going in 150 times, grabbing their bobbleheads, and not going to the game. That's why I think on bobblehead nights, the stands are more empty than a regular night because people aren't going to the game. They're just there for the bobblehead.
They're going to pay $150 to get a bobblehead? Really?
No, there was a guy standing next to
me. But, I mean, can't you go on eBay and get a bobblehead for $20 in most cases?
No, they don't go to the game. They buy 150 tickets, and they put all these bobbleheads on eBay for $50, and they bought their tickets for, like, $11.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But don't you have to have a ticket?
Oh, he's saying they buy cheap tickets in bulk and then just go and get their bottle.
In and out, in and out.
They're
in
going
and
through
out.
All that to try to make a couple $100 on the.
Oh, more than that. I mean, $50 for a bobblehead and they. $11 to get in, that's a $40 profit. Here,
got all I know about the
50 of them.
The giveaways they do give to the media. I know the fans love to hear that. And to me, I call it neighborhood currency. So I bring it home, and then when a neighbor said, oh, you know, as I'm leaving for the game, hey, you got any tickets for it? No, but here's a bobblehead. Keep the neighbors happy.
Is that good enough?
Because I don't have tickets.
Your neighbors ask you for tickets?
Yeah, people you run into, yeah. I mean, not our direct friends, but, you know. People in the neighborhood will see, hey, any tickets tonight? I've told you. You go and get gas on the way in. The guy comes running out. Hey, you got any? Guy asked me for, in a playoff game, I'm heading to a playoff game, asked if I had any tickets. So you know what I do? I keep a couple of, you know, giveaway jerseys or, I go, no, but I got this bottle. Yeah.
There was a time going back about 20 years ago, maybe 25, where as a media guy, if you just called, they'd say, sure, how many tickets do you want? This is at Bush 2, and they were like right under the press box. They had a whole section for freebies, and then they got good, and they started selling out the place, and that was kind of the end of the end of the freebie. You can understand why.
There's a difference between if I want to take my family to the game or something like that, and then walking around with a stack of tickets in my pocket.
Yeah, just burning a hole there.
There you go.
I wish someone would ask me about these.
Yeah.
Iggy, nobody is doing that, you pathological lying hack. That's from Mitch the sex kitten.
All right. Is Mitch on the fan page? Because I'll put a picture up that I took Friday of four.
Doug, is Mitch on the fan page?
Four big garbage bags filled with them, and then like five of them stacked up on the stoop while they're walking out and putting more down.
I know there are people who obsess over that stuff. Gotta have as many bobbleheads as I can get my hands on.
And that was a Cepeda bobblehead. That's a good one, right? As bobbleheads go.
Did you get your baseball glove on Sunday?
Yes, I did.
It looked like they were pretty good ones.
Now, what do you got going on? You post that on the fan page. Just post that on the fan page.
That guy's hot.
Yeah, he is hot.
I think he ate four of the bobbleheads. Yeah, I'll post all these on fan page.
Okay.
Get on there, sex kitten.
Scoop that off. Privileged Cox asking for tickets. Wonderful. That comes from Manchild 79. Privileged Cox might be the new name of my fantasy baseball team.
These Cox are a problem.
Hot take it, Jack. Hot take
it. Is that C-A-U-C?
Manchild 79 spelled it C-A-U-C-S. Cox.
Cox.
Now, when Cassidy used to yell that word out, it was a different spelling, but same sound to it.
I would make a suggestion to your marketing team. You get an Andy Williams t-shirt, mm-hmm. and then you put King of the Cox under it. I think it'd be a hot seller. I'd buy one. Who doesn't love Andy Williams? Except that guy who had a fight.
He's not with us anymore, though. Boy, he had a marvelous voice.
Mm. Silver bells.
Yeah. Plowsy, could we get some Andy Williams, please? Maybe Moon River.
Chevy Chase and Fletch. 1983?
I don't know the years. But I know, boy, that Andy Williams could warble.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to tell you about Captain Jim's Fireworks. This 4th of July is fast approaching, Doug, and fireworks are already flying off the shelves at Captain Jim's. Four semi-trailers of product just arrived, making selection, prices, and finding that unique firework that fits any budget easier than ever. It's Captain Jim's Fireworks. Nice. Captain Jim's Fireworks.
I want to make a request of the text line.
Oh,
I've never done this because I believe in freedom of speech. You always say this is the open marketplace of ideas.
That's right. John Stuart Mill, Doug, that's our guy.
Don't you think it's too hot out to harass Doug on the text line today? It's just too hot. I'm reading these things and I'm thinking it's going to be 100 degrees today and there's still vile things. So I'm asking for a one day respite.
Yeah.
And then plus it's a very important doubleheader too, so I'm a little on edge.
Wow, wow, wow.
Is this a King of the Cox?
Sure it is.
Maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifters off to see the world.
The rightful spot is the king.
There's such a lot of world. We're after the same.
There's a singer by the name of Richard Hayes.
The old master painter, sir.
In my opinion.
And who was it who almost got in a fight with Andy Williams at Branson?
I believe it was Bert Convy.
No, I thought it was like producer Joe, maybe.
Producer Joe got in a fight with...
I think you're making...
We had that story on the air. Someone almost got into a tussle with Andy Williams down in Branson.
I played golf with his son down in Branson.
Could he hit him pretty
Not
well?
Not true. I am strictly in support of all gay activity.
After he broke up with... Was it Claudia Longer?
Oh, yeah. Claudia Longer. Now, she was a nice dish until she shot that Spider Savage on the ski slopes.
Yeah, she put a bullet in him.
Yeah. Okay, then there's our Andy Williams history lesson.
Tribute.
Are we going to do one every day? Will you do a tribute to Andy Williams?
Not a bad idea. I would agree with you on that. It's not a bad idea at all. Doug, Father's Day is coming up. I've got it coming up on this Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I've got it coming up on.
John Vaughn has a banquet prepared for you.
I doubt that. I doubt there'll be much of a banquet. I'll be enjoying a banquet frozen meal at Channel 4. Eating out of a cardboard box again for the fifth or sixth day this week. But never mind me.
Father's Day is this Sunday. Dads are super hard to shop for. The challenge is to get them a great-looking gift that's useful. You see that? How I do that with the voice inflection?
Yeah, can you say that word again?
Punched it up.
It's really the phrase. You know, this is the University of Missouri, and I know a lot of people think the right field to get into right now is journalism. And just when you hear that, you go, wow, he's just naturally gifted. I didn't have this ability to say, that's useful, without going to the University of Missouri in journalism school.
Although it's easier to get in now with people leaving in record numbers.
Dads are super hard to shop for. The challenge is to get them a great-looking gift that's useful and doesn't break the bank. Thankfully, this year. And then thankfully, it's like I'm laughing at something.
Right. A little bit of acting involved.
Because it implies...
broadcasting.
It implies that you've had this problem for many years and now there's a solution and you find humor in it.
Yes!
You're painting a picture with your delivery, Tim. Yep. Good for
you. Simply one word. But the delivery paints a beautiful picture. It's like Pollock.
On your chest.
Well, I don't know if it's on my chest. Doug?
Some people simply read the copy as it's supplied by our advertising agency. And yet you breathe a heck of a lot of life into it.
Thankfully this year...
Wait, are you gonging yourself? Yeah, I've never seen that before.
That's a self-gong.
Uh-huh.
Unprecedented. What a show.
What a show. What a day. Big doubleheader today.
I forgot what the...
Gotta leave at 9:15.
Thankfully this year, Harry's Shave Sets. Oh, there's Harry's Shave Sets. Boy, I'll tell you what, leave that word there is out.
Yeah.
It essentially becomes just a bunch of words.
No harm. You're still breathing a hell of a lot of life into this.
Thankfully this year, there's Harry's Shave Sets. And there is still time to get Dad the perfect gift from Harry's. You can go to harrys.com right now and redeem a special offer for fans of the show. Harry's will give you $5 off your purchase with the promo code INSIDESTL. You can experience a great Father's Day gift at harrys.com. We've received Harry's Father's Day gift here on this radio program from Harry's, so we can see them firsthand, and I can tell you, dads will love it. Go to harrys.com right now and redeem a special offer for fans of the show. Harry's will give you $5 off your purchase with the promo code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Father's Day is this Sunday, and time is running out. Order today, harrys.com. Enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get $5 off. Doug, that's $5 off. Now, we know that Phil Mickelson's status for this week's U.S. Open is up in the air, but Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky made sure that Dustin would be in attendance, assuming there's not another stair mishap. Paulina, Doug... She had a C-section yesterday to give birth to their second child.
Oh, well, congratulations to the Johnsons. Yeah,
the plan was for Paulina Gretzky to have a C-section on Monday, and then Johnson would fly to Wisconsin, Erin Hills, on Tuesday.
Doug, did you ever have a C-section?
Yes.
Can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Beef Momo, by the way. Personalized thank you. He said based on the heat, he's going to lay off the Doug texts. Thank you, Beef. That's a great American right there.
No, it's not a great American to not be vile. It's a great American to never consider it. I'm not going to commit a crime today. That makes me a great American.
Sorry. Yeah, I do. I think, if we all made that pledge to not commit a crime, we'd have a a single day with no crime.
Do you have to make the pledge, or can you just be a decent person?
Iggy, you did not play golf with Andy Williams' son, you pathological lying strip of jerky?
Hey, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I made that up, too. Branson Creek we played, by the way.
Branson Creek.
How was the track?
Oh, Branson Creek is a great golf course.
Nice layout, huh?
Nice layout. There's a lot of great golf courses in Branson.
There are some.
In the Springfield area proper.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was Andy's son like? Nice?
It was a tournament, like a pro-am type thing for, I think it was...
Was he a celebrity?
Yeah.
So he was like, Andy Williams' son is your celebrity partner?
Yeah. He was pretty big in Branson, too.
He's singing a little
Unless
bit.
Andy was supposed to play, and he didn't. He just threw his son in there. I don't know.
Now, Andy had a very large head.
What?
You didn't elaborate?
Big, giant head. I guess that's where that voice came from.
Yes.
What are you talking
he
about now? Big heads
person.
Have good...
He was not a huge person, but boy, that head was big.
Would you ever measure it?
I could just see it. I could just look at it and tell.
Did you get the sense that maybe his son, Iggy, could one day take over for his dad as King of the Cocks?
No, we didn't really get into that.
Well,
I wouldn't
missed
think the
opportunity.
Conversation.
No, I wasn't bragging that I played with his son. You just brought up Andy Williams, and I said I played golf in a charity tournament with his son.
Well, that's nice.
Is that I'm lying about that.
I think.
Look at the big celebrity I played golf with, Andy Williams' kid.
Hmm.
I'm cool.
What'd you shoot down there?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember?
Here, let me lie about that. We were 38 under.
Doug, unbelievable what's going on with Jennings. And Normandy, he announced yesterday that there would, you know, like country clubs, and we're all, of course, members at multiple clubs.
Right.
Have club championships. Jennings announced that there would be a fan page club championship at Normandy.
There will not be.
He announced it. Iggy, you saw it. He announced it.
I did. And it's probably already like 90 people who want to play, and he only won at 13.
Yeah. Only won at 13.
Well, he won at 16, but he figured you, Cletus, and myself wanted to play, so he wanted 13 more.
Is Cletus the one seed?
I don't know who signed up. I want to be 16, and I want to play Chrissy Runnagirl so I can get bounced quickly. Call it a day.
So you can get bounced. Wouldn't you beat her?
Probably not.
She's better than you?
Most people are.
In golf?
Yeah.
Well, you're a good player.
No, not really.
I don't want to bring this up, but I once played air hockey with Bob Newhart's nephew.
Yeah. Tom Post.
Why are you taking shots at me?
It's because it's funny. That's what I do.
All right.
Tom Post.
You probably did, too. You probably did.
Bob Newhart show.
Fanny Flagg was watching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the old guys are talking again. Tim, say something cool.
What, that was a text?
No, that was me pretending it was a texter.
Back to baseball.
Sure could use a couple wins over this brew crew.
Well, who goes first? It's Lance Lynn, right? And then it's Marco Gonzalez.
That's what I understand, yeah.
And do you call it a twin bill, double dip?
Either one of those. You... Yeah. Double cheeseburger.
I'm always afraid that if I called it like a double dip, you'd say, don't say double dip.
No, that's fine.
That's all right.
Doug, we are broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Gateway is the right way, and they are at I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway Buick GMC is having the sale of the summer. See your neighborhood dealership located in Hazelwood off I-270 McDonald Boulevard for select vehicles with over $10,000 off MSRP. But act fast. These Buick and GMC select price units move fast. Shop online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or call 888-865-9419. That's 888-865-9419 to book a free test drive at stlouisbuickgmc.com, online at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. Gateway is the right way. Gateway is the right way. Think about it.
Okay. I'll
Gateway
take some time
is the right
way.
I don't think that was adding life to it because you threw like a little H, right, the right way.
What's wrong with that? I think that's good. I think it shows I'm a broadcaster.
Yeah. If you Gateway's can really great. Enunciate, it really shows that you've done some study
nice.
At university.
Nice.
I think Gateway is the great way.
Ooh, that's kind of well done right there.
Boy, when I need a car, that's where I'm going. Gateway.
You already have a fleet.
We've been there several times. I still want that blue van they have in there. I hope no one's bought it yet. You know, for the business, I'd like to see a move some, but that van would have been perfect for me. conversion van. Oh gosh.
Well, you got the jack.
Big,
you
big
got the
giant
jack.
TV in there.
Yeah, you got the jack. Don't step back.
Well, maybe I'll buy that.
And we mentioned the Hot Shots email of the day is a free Lemmings lunch plus a pair of Cardinal tickets for tomorrow night, Section 149 behind home plate, and that comes from Sarah Bruce and Renoco Coffee. I like that Sarah B. I like that Sarah B. is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Very good on the air. Doug, she decided to get out of radio.
Right, and now she's got tickets right behind home plate. Coincidence? I think not.
So if we were to leave radio, we'd have
any other job. Yeah, you'd have enough money to sit right behind home plate, and give the tickets away. Just give them away.
But wouldn't you miss doing the show?
No, I wouldn't miss doing the show.
Why? Don't you have a few giggles up in here?
I would rather be asleep right now.
With whom?
Just alone in bed.
Hmm.
All right, but you're getting paid to be here.
Yeah, I'd rather be asleep.
And the truth is, when you work, it's a job, and this is a pretty fun one. You come in here, you giggle, you say a few funny things, you praise Tim, we all praise Tim, and then we go about our business.
Yours truly is back and ready to dabble in sports media mischief.
I missed that one.
I feel like we're out of touch.
I'm in Chicago for work, sitting at the hotel restaurant eating breakfast, listening to the show in a booth with no headphones. Have I become a lemming? Thanks. Eric in the Central West End.
You have, Eric. You shouldn't be listening to it.
I would imagine they would have this show on in Chicago over the in-house sound system.
They don't pipe it in.
Most of the hotels do, the big ones.
Yeah, the Drake.
The Ritz.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how the people would react? Even at the Ritz downtown here in Clayton in St. Louis. If this show was piped in to the lobby of the Ritz Hotel, and those people were forced to listen to this dribble.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think have more people booking rooms. I think it'd be a selling point.
I agree.
You think? Just so they could hear it and not have to...
Doug, my dream, and again, I have nothing to do with this operation. Tim owns everything, but
That's not correct. Doug, I just want to set the record.
I've never shared this, is to one day...
I own the majority of Inside STL Enterprises, LLC. Separate company.
My dream is to one day oversee the construction, that includes schematics, and then to run the day-to-day operations of the morning after hotel.
Oh, wow.
Little bed and breakfast?
And what you guys don't know is every morning when we drive to St. Charles, I stop at various places. I leave my house at around 5:00. Just looking for great sights.
Just kind of lift your leg and leave your scent.
Where there's beauty in the back, and then we could start construction on this dream of mine, the morning after hotel.
Why don't you turn your house into a bed and breakfast? You got a bedroom or two you're not using.
Woo!
Just invite listeners to come and just spend the night with you.
But this is a small thing. I'm talking about the morning after hotel. I'm thinking about 150-200 rooms.
Now, in order to qualify to be a 5-star hotel, and this property goes without saying, it's a 5-star hotel.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
You have to have a minimum of 90 rooms.
Yeah.
And a fabulous fitness facility, especially for our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's slaves to. And in a lot of them are CrossFit.
In the hotel restaurant, Wednesday nights, King Crab Legs.
Yep.
All you can eat for $12.99.
The Millennial Hotel is sitting there empty, vacant. Why don't you purchase that and turn that into the fan page Motor Lodge?
No. This is not just for the fan page. Some people like me are not on Facebook, so they can't access it. This is for all our listeners, the morning after hotel.
Okay.
Hello, sir. Can I get you a room tonight? Would you like twin beds or a queen size?
It's a pretty good location for a hotel, though, isn't it? Like across the street from the Arch, across the street from Busch Stadium. And we can't make that work in St. Louis?
Every room has a stainless steel diaper changing station.
Okay, Plowsy.
With cans of tuna underneath each pillow.
Hello, sir. I see you have a bag. Iggy would be glad to take it to your room, but he's on a smoke break right now. We'd all work there.
Can you imagine the caliber of tail hanging out in the hotel bar at the morning after hotel?
You might get that trucker gal.
Rhonda.
Can someone do a Photoshop of what this might look like so we can put the
vision? Yes, probably 30 people are working on it right now. Guys, what kind of fries would you serve at the TMA Hotel? That comes from Mr. Nipples.
Well, we'd have a selection, obviously.
One room could have Doug just tied to the bed with the door left cracked. Thanks. That's from Mr. Tribbers.
Okay, Mr. Tribbers just got himself suspended for that suggestion. He got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name will appear in the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule I'm writing it down with the Right Business Products pen. Thank you, Wrightsy.
That'd be cool, though, because our audience could just come in and use you.
Tim McKernan has been suspended. Tim McKernan has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. For that last comment, I mean.
Now, you'd have to have the door open wide, or a crack is just you want to watch. Open wide means
oh, this is the code? That's the code? Is that right?
That's what they do at Hito.
Huh. Huh.
Just a crack they want you to watch. If it's open more than a crack and it's open wide.
I want you to join.
Come on in.
Now, let me ask you this. If you're couples the people only. In there... And the person who comes into the room is not necessarily, Doug, as I call it, up to snuff. What do you do? What do you do in that spot?
Yeah, you're not.
Because now they've just walked in the room. You're probably nakers and engaging in coitus, or at least digital play, like digital play. And now there's a friend who's just walked.
Some
in.
Big old 400 pounder from Cleveland.
Yeah, or one of those guys that you posted picking up the bobbleheads Friday
night.
With
a hair suit body, and he comes in thrusting his hips.
Probably
to
stop and say, not interested.
You
I don't know.
Send
I've
him
never,
away.
I've never done that. I've never walked in. I'm a single guy.
Hello. Couples. Amazing.
Guys, this is not the vision I had for the hotel. This is going to be a family
it's
place.
It's a swingers hotel.
No.
That's what separates it.
No.
Yes.
No. This is going to be five-star lodging for our five-star audience. Yep. And there would be a little TMA Hall of Fame with wax statues of Rudy
and
Mickey Carroll. And we don't charge admission.
Those
who
come before us, don't.
Yep.
Right. Right.
Joshua warbling in the bar.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's a good call.
Yep. That's not a bad idea. Gets a little nervous before each performance, but grinds it out.
Thursday night at 7 o'clock to 7:05. There's a meet and greet with Tim every Thursday, 7 to 7:05.
Maybe we could cut that down just a little bit. Maybe down to 7:02.
Yeah, that'd be enough.
Imagine if the TAMA hotel had a hot caramel glaze for me pancakes and to pour on me Dougie. That's from Cruddy from Winghaven. Cruddy from Winghaven.
Knock it off, Crudzy.
Design Air is the sponsor of this award-winning 7 o'clock hour. They've been serving the St. Louis area since 1904. They're the number one train dealer in Missouri. You know, you talk about this tour a bit. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owner-operators and really care about their customers. Get Design Air out to your home now and have them take a look at your air conditioning unit. Don't wait until it gets up to 90 degrees and you find your AC needs service. Have a technician come out and make sure you are ready for another St. Louis summer. The number is 314-739-1600 or visit designairservice.com. Make sure to mention you listen to TMA, as Design Air is now donating a portion of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Larry, I want to give you a full amount of time, but we're already...
hotel talk.
7:56. Can you... Do you have the availability to stick around until about 8:01:30?
I can stick around, Tim.
Doug, how about that?
All right. That's a nice gesture, Larry.
Well, thank you, Doug.
Okay.
Would you stay at our hotel?
I would stay at your hotel.
All right. That's a nice gesture as well.
Comped.
Yeah, he's comped. All right. Larry, I'm going to put you on hold, and then we'll come back, and we're going to do some great things.
Okay.
All right, there he is. Larry Nickel on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. We'll take a break, come back with more Derek Gould at 8:30 as well. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After.